أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل إنما أنا بشر مثلكم يوحى إلي أنما إلهكم إله واحد فمن كان يرجو لقاء ربه فليعمل عملا صالحا ولا يشرك بعبادة ربه أحدا. صدق الله العظيم. This is the last ayah, the last verse of Surah Al-Kahf. In the previous ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's ilm, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's knowledge, that if all the waters of the ocean were to turn into ink, and even another full ocean like that, and if one had to write down the commandments of Allah, the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the waters, the ink would become exhausted, but the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not be completed. That is, insofar as Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's ilm, Allah ta'ala's knowledge, Allah's command is concerned. Now in this ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah commands Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam, say, O Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, innama ana basharun mithlukum, certainly I am a human like you, yuha ilayya, revelation comes upon me. In other words, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala reveals upon me whatever the knowledge I have has come directly from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Whatever my practices be, that is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whatever my words are, those are also from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Wa ma yantiqu anil hawa, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has classified that whatever Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam speaks, that is all from the wahi and the revelation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now we discussed this on various previous occasions also, that I am a human like you, insofar as human is concerned, insofar as creation is concerned. But obviously humans are of different degrees and different calibers, and we give two examples of that. The one example is a stone, and nobody can classify a stone otherwise. But then you will find some stones like diamonds, they are very, very precious. And nobody will say that in value they are equal to the other stones that we use in our building or anywhere else. So a stone is regarded as a stone, but there are different classifications or different degrees of stones, different values of stones, and that is our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If one looks at another example, we will find the example of glass, that we will find that everything is glass, and nobody can deny glass, but glass is glass. But then we will find that there is one type of glass that is very fine, one is very expensive, very rare to find. And then also we will find the contents of the glass. Some contents may be impure and some may be absolutely pure, and that we will find in our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that not only the refinement in the creation of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in his physical body, but also in the spirituality of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the fact that Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam not only contained knowledge, but Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam contained nubuwat. Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam contained iman and yaqeen, and that iman and yaqeen in Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was saturated in the body of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So as far as classification is concerned, yes, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was insan, but of course he was not a jinn, or he was not a farishta or an angel. So then we will classify, but of course Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's caliber differed from every other human. What was the revelation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? That annama ilahukum ilahun wahid. And this was the primary revelation of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, not only to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to all the anbiya alayhim salatu wa salam. And this is the very fundamental principle of the deen of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, from the time of Sayyidina Adam alayhi salatu wa salam right up to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This was the primary revelation that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala revealed to all the anbiya alayhim salatu wa salam, and that is that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is one. There is no object of worship besides Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. The name Allah we cannot give to any other being, we cannot give to any other makhluk, but Allah will only be the name of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is one insofar as Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's being is concerned. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is one insofar as Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's sifat, and that is the attributive qualities qualities of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We cannot take the qualities of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala and apply them to any other being, to any other creation but Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So hence Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is absolutely unique, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is one insofar as His personality is concerned, insofar as His sifat and His qualities are concerned. Thereafter Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, فَمَنْ كَانَ يَرْجُو لِقَاءَ رَبِّ. Then whoever has the hope, and here hope means that whoever has the yaqeen, whoever has the conviction of meeting his Rabb, that is in the hereafter, فَلْيَعْمَلْ عَمَلًا صَالِحًا. Then let him practice righteously. In the ayahs before this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ كَانَتْ لَهُمْ جَنَّاتُ الْفِرْدَوْسِ نُزُلًا. For those who have brought iman and they practice righteously, for them is Jannatul Firdaus, and that will be as a hospitality from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In this ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَا يُشْرِكْ بِعِبَادَةِ رَبِّهِ أَحَدًا. And he should not ascribe بِعِبَادَةِ with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala any of the servants of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Here the commentators have expressed that what it means is this, that when one makes the ibadat of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala in the worship of Allah Rabbul Izzat, then we should absolutely be very, very clear about this, that we worship only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When we look at the ahadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we will find that this ayah was revealed on a very special occasion, and the reason of his revelation of various hadiths of Nabi alayhi salatu was salam, the gist of all this is the concern that came into the hearts of some of the sahaba and those who are around Nabi alayhi salatu was salam, that a person goes out in jihad. A person goes out in jihad, on the one hand he is going out for the sake of Allah, but on the other hand he also has this in his heart that he must impress other people and other people should take notice of him. A person performs salat, he does it for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but somewhere in his mind, somewhere in his heart, there is this notion that other people should also become impressed. And these kind of questions were placed in front of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam remained silent on these occasions. And Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala revealed this ayah that one should never ever ascribe in the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala anyone. And this is what we find in the hadith of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, when he addressed sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, that I fear for you shirk. And not the what shirk? Shirk asghar, the minor shirk or the lesser shirk. And when sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum inquired from Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam responded that one does something, the action in itself obviously is good, it would have been pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it has been found in the shariat, it is regarded as an ibadat, but there are other motives besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And hence here we find that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala even removes the shirk asghar. Allah ta'ala removes the smaller or lesser type of association with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala insofar as our amal and our actions are concerned. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us a tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.